Hey, it's Tess Green, and this is We Are All Stories. Hey guys, how's it going? I can't believe we're at the end of series 2 already. This is insane. Where's time gone? I love this episode. Episodes, I guess. Before we get into it, and before I suspected balled my eyes out, because this is like one of the most emotionally charged episodes I've seen in Doctor Who. One of the most. I know there's quite a few that make me sad, but this is one of the good ones. I just want to do some housekeeping. Please, guys, if you can please fill out my Series 2 fan poll on my website, testgpodcast.com. I really appreciate it. If you can't figure it out, if you don't know where to go, just please tweet or email me, testgpodcast@gmail.com or @testgpodcasts, and I will respond or use that in my episode next week. Because yeah, this is the last week to submit those, so it's really important that we get them all in and I get to listen to them all because you guys are fantastic. Basically my life is that you guys are just fantastic, if you ever wondered. Also, I told you last week, I just want to remind you that I have this cool new thing that I saw on my Apple Podcasts. Because, you know, when I find cool new things, it's not really that cool. But you can rate and review right on the app. So if you guys can please rate and review, either on iTunes or on the app or on whatever device you use, whatever thing, I'm sure you can rate and review me. So please, that would be great. You guys are the best. I know this episode's probably going to be long, so I apologize in advance if you guys have, you know, a life and you don't want me to take it over, so I apologize. This episode's just very emotionally charged and I love it and there is a lot to talk about, so yeah. Forgetting, guys, I bought my friend who just had a baby a book. It's called Tea is for TARDIS. And it's a little baby book. And yeah, they definitely had this scene, the saddest scene ever, in the little book. Because it was like, D is for Doctor, T is for TARDIS, A is for Angel, so funny things like that. And then it said, P is for Parting. And you see the Doctor against the wall, and Rose against a wall. Guys, everyone knows this is one of the most emotionally charging moments ever. And I know, I'm kind of blabbing, but that's bound to happen, you know? As I am a serial chatter, sometimes I just tell people, like, ugh, I went home and I just word vomited all over my friend, or word vomited all over so-and-so. They laugh at me, but it's fairly accurate. Fairly accurate. But anyhow, guys, I digress. I guess I can get us started in this episode. So this episode, we are talking about Series 2, Episode 12 and 13, Army of Ghosts and Doomsday. They are directed by Graham Harper and written by Russell T. Davies. Original air dates of July 1st and 8th, 2006. I am quite excited to discuss these guys. Quite excited. I can't wait to dig into it and figure out what's going on. Anyhow, so here we go. Okay, let's talk about the first episode before we move into the second one. And I think there's quite a bit to talk about this first half. Because it's so good. We start with Rose and her narration. She's on that beach and it's so good. There's something otherworldly about Rose in that moment. Something seems different, seems wrong. The colors are all wrong. Like, it's just so good. I love it so much. I love how they go, this is the story of how I died. The death of Rose theme that I've been talking about for the past two series, it seems to be coming to like a climax or a peak or whatever. It's actually great. I'm really excited to see the end of this episode and talk a little bit more about Rose's death. But this is quite an interesting way to talk. I love how she gets to reflect a little bit on her and the Doctor. There's a little bit more Rose in this episode. Obviously, because we all know what happens, so it is the passing of Rose, as it were. So I really like it. I like how we get a very Rose-centric episode. We needed it. We need this deep Rose-centric episode. So different feeling, different sound, different, just feels different. And almost her half looks peaceful, untouched. There's no drama, there's no doctor problems, there's no nothing, right? Like, she just seems kind of free, and it makes you almost think, like, is she dead? Like, what's going on? I'm so confused. So it's a really great start to the episode, and it's not stressful. It doesn't feel stressful, because sometimes they hype up the energy in the beginning. No, it's just, it's peaceful, and you're just very confused. The ghosts are a little bit funny. So I have a lot of feelings about these ghosts. The whole interaction about them feeling, so the whole point is that the Cybermen somehow can make you think these people are what they are. So it, like, makes you feel like it's the grandpa or the whatever, right? Like, so it makes you feel like that's them, but it's really just the Cybermen. So it's like a emotional filter or something they put on themselves. They're like kind of creepy. They're like a weird, they're not, usually when we see an alien in Doctor Who, it's very alien. And this doesn't feel so alien. I made a note how it kind of feels like Peter Pan's shadow. Especially in, like, Once Upon a Time, how creepy it is. It's just like that kind of creepy, especially when the Doctor captures it and it's kind of like moving around. It feels like a shadow. It doesn't feel like a ghost. And I know that sort of is the same thing, but we've seen the Gelf. And they kind of more seem like ghosts. This doesn't seem as much like ghosts, so I'm interested to see why that. But you also look at them and it feels untrustworthy. That's why I kind of mix it with the Peter Pan's ghost, because that is untrustworthy. When you see it this way, it feels wrong. Looking at it on screen, I just feel like it's wrong, untrustworthy, and that sort of thing. So that's kind of how I feel about the ghosts. But, like, let me know what you guys think. It's, I don't know. I feel like, yeah, they're just not to be trusted, and kind of hokey. At the same time, I don't know how they balance that. Untrustworthy and hokey. But yeah, really Peter Pan's ghost, or shadow, sorry. That's all I think about is Peter Pan's shadow. Then we go after this, and the TARDIS gets taken away. And by the way, I love the moment Rose goes, my mom, she's still on board. Oh my gosh. And the panic on Doctor's face. Oh my gosh, so funny that he took Jackie Tyler with him. It's hilarious. Obviously, it worked out for the best, but still. Hilarious. Hilarious. This is actually, I don't know how I feel about it, but I think it succeeded pretty well on the season arc of this topic and the build-up of this topic. I think I preferred Bad Wolf, but this one wasn't very bad. This wasn't too bad. It really did describe it and talk about it and take its time, I guess. I don't know. I think it did a decent job. So not too bad for that build up there. I think it's really cheesy and corny how Yvonne is just so excited to meet him. Yes! Yes, the Doctor! Bravo! It's so weird. It's just a weird kind of behavioral thing that I don't know if people really behave like that. It just felt like out of character. But I do like how he is. The funniest thing about that, it wouldn't be as weird if they were just excited to see him, but, like, we knew that from the beginning he's, like, enemy number one. But, like, you know, he's not anymore, because I love him. And I like how the Doctor grabs Jackie and pretends that she's Rose. I think that's he's obviously, like, 10 steps ahead in his brain. A quite ingenious ploy, because he knows Jackie won't be as useful as Rose is. Rose can sneak around and figure things out and get somewhere different and etc. But Jackie can't. She's not as adept to doing that. So it's good that he did that. And then we go down to the void ship and we meet Mickey again, which is great. Woohoo, Mickey! And I'd like to point out that he is a total badass. And I really actually like it. I like how, since he's been gone into the other, the parallel universe, he's become a badass. And I think that's very appropriate. This goes to show, guys, if anyone had any questions, which I could have said from the beginning, Rose was stifling Mickey. She was stopping him from having his own strength, his own being, his own person. He was relying on her. They were doing it to each other. Like, it was not a good time. Rose has become so much stronger away from Mickey. She has grown up. He is now grown up so much away from her. And so they've become better people, and they can come back now and be friends. And it'd be completely different. Oh, I'm sorry. Also, guys, I'm one of those people who do not like the cliffhanger ends of these mid-episode breaks. But this one is fantastic. Guys, this one's great. I love how it's the Cybermen come out, and you're like, oh no, Cybermen, we hate them. Then what's in the void? It's going to be more Cybermen. Oh my gosh, there's going to be so many. Void ship. And no, out come the Daleks. And it's like Cybermen versus Daleks. It's almost like Batman versus Spider-Man. Who would win? Or Batman versus Superman, sorry. Who would win? It's kind of like that feeling where it's like, oh my gosh, who's going to win? The Daleks or the Cybermen? It's like such a weird, weird thing. But it's actually so fantastic, and I love it. And I love how they're both there. It's such a great way to end this season. It makes it so strong. It makes it so good. And it makes me love it so much. As if I didn't already love it, you know. I just love it. I found this website, guys. I guess it's just on BBC America. But there's 10 things you may not have known about this episode, the first half. This is the first episode where the Daleks and the Cybermen actually meet. So out of every episode so far, this is the first episode, which is kind of awesome. The title was going to be, for the two episodes, Tortured Rises and Torchwood Falls. Cybermen like to break through plastic, I think. Sheets of plastic. And another random fact is that this story was filmed during the secret search for a new companion. That's when they invited Freema to audition, which is kind of cool. That's kind of the first half of this two-parter. Okay, guys, the second half. Ugh. So it's so much action and then just so much sadness. And I didn't realize how long the sadness is, but it's quite a good part of this episode. So we start off with some gross death of Dr. Singh. And it's gross. They like suction cup his head. If you ever want to know what it looks like to suction cup someone's head, there you go. It's right there. So it's gross. I do love, so our movie facet, I do love the conversation between the Daleks and the Cybermen. I don't know why, but it seems almost so ridiculous. And then Mickey's comment about, it's like Stephen Hawking meets a speaking clock, which is hilarious and very true. The whole time I watch this episode, I can't watch it like I've never seen it. So every time I watch this episode, the whole thing makes me so emotional. I keep trying to watch it like I don't know the ending, but I know it and I can't forget it. It just makes me so sad. I love how we bring back Pete Tyler. That's great. And I love him and Jackie. It's not right at this part, but it's so cute. That moment, they're like, oh, I don't care. I don't care. And then they're like, I do care. And I love Jackie's response about money. He's like, she's like, it doesn't matter. She's like, how much? Oh, Jackie, you're so funny. You're so mercenary, but then also like so sweet, and you're like the best. I just wanted to say how awesome they are. I do like the point of Time Lord technology. That is such a tricky thing to say. Like, you're like, Time Lord technology. And obviously that's what it is. There's nothing else than bigger on the inside. Like, that is Time Lord technology. But it's so funny. It's just funny because you don't think it. You're like, what? Screwdriver? That doesn't make sense. And you're thinking and you're thinking and you're thinking. And then it's like, oh, it's bigger on the inside because that's the only thing we ever talk about. I like the void stuff as well. The doctor with his glasses, I think it's hilarious. Him, like, I just love how they always put, I don't know, They give doctors weird items and they make them seem completely normal. Because those are cheap 3D glasses. I enjoy that. I don't enjoy, I mean, I do enjoy. I don't know. Cybermen are hard for me because it's really, really sad. But when you look at them, you don't think about the sadness. You think about the villain. But what they are is sad. Because they're not human anymore. So it's hard. I don't know. It's hard to feel anything. I don't know. I don't know how I feel, but it's just, it's very sad. I don't know how I feel about Rose choosing the doctor. She makes that decision kind of flippantly. And I understand why. She's in love with the doctor, and I think he's also in love with her. But he chooses that flippantly. Because, or she chooses it flippantly, sorry. Because, yeah, I don't know. Like, how can you choose between family? She loves her mom. I mean, she's been away from her family for so long. So maybe that's why she feels less connected, because all she does is travel. But, I don't know how she chooses that. That feels like a big choice. And I'm sorry, guys, I'm kind of flying through this, but it's because so much action comes on, and then I'm going to share that really, really sad clip that probably going to take like 10 minutes long. I don't think it's 10 minutes long, but you know what I mean? I'm just going to share that clip, and then we're going to talk about it, and I'm going to cry in the inside. I don't know how she chooses. And her family obviously doesn't want her to go. Like, poor Jackie. And then, guys, the sad moment. This moment is what makes me cry. Not so much the clip I'm going to show you, actually, to be very clear. This moment's the saddest, but it's not really a clip. Where Rose and the doctor are against the wall and just crying. It just makes me so sad. I don't even know how to respond other than that. It's just such an emotional moment. And I was watching behind the scenes and they're like, sometimes you give your actors lots to do and lots to work on. And sometimes you go, here, go act. And then they do it. And it's so emotional. Because there is nothing. There's no fireworks or explosions or anything. It's just them against a blank wall crying. It's so sad. I don't know. It just makes... Sometimes Doctor Who is really emotional, and that is an emotional moment for me. Then, skipping past this part, which just makes me cry, we get the Bad Wolf moment, where we get a nice little circle on the Bad Wolf, because this season, it hasn't mattered, but they keep it up, which is kind of nice. You can see it speckled throughout the season. I don't know if I've talked about it, but yeah, you get a little bit of conversation around Bad Wolf, around and around and around, which is okay. And it's really sad, that moment where that's the clip I'm going to show at the end of this little discussion before we get into the after the episode talk. And then, guys, turn around and happy, we get Donna. Welcome, Donna Noble, one of my favorite companions. It's hard to say who's my favorite. I just love them all. I really do. I mean, I have less favorites, but even them, I still like. I'm trying to think of who are my favorites, and I feel like they're all, I feel like Rose, Donna, and Amy, which makes me think I'm very sexist, which I am not, and I'm very racist too, which I am not. Because those are all white women. When I remember more companions. Oh, yeah. See, I didn't pick the impossible girl. Clara. Even though I like Clara. I don't know. I like them all. I really like them all. And I want a chance. I need to get the new DVDs for the recent season. Because I need to watch Bill Potts again. I haven't really had a chance to rewatch. And in order to get... some of the meaning and some of the feelings and how you feel about certain episodes, you have to rewatch. So I've only... Yeah, I need to get all the seasons. I'm missing a few. I'm missing season 4, actually, which is The Return of Donald Noble. So I want that one. But I can't believe, guys, this is the end of season 2. Oh my gosh. Anyhow, I love Donna. This is where I was going. And I love that moment. What? 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 Funny note. So they hid, obviously. They always hide the new companion or the new doctor from everybody, so it's a secret. But this episode, you see Donna and the doctor very blue. Next series, the same scene, which I'm pretty sure they filmed at the same time. Different lighting completely. Completely different lighting. So, interesting thought altogether. Yeah, that's it. That's my thought. But I love Donna Noble. She's so good. Anyhow, guys, let's watch my really sad clip. Oh, gosh.
There's one tiny little gap in the universe left. Just about to close. And it takes a lot of power to send this projection. I'm in orbit around a supernova. I'm burning up a sun just to say goodbye.
You look like a ghost.
Hold on.
Can I...
I'm still just an image. No touch.
Can't he come through properly?
The whole thing would fracture. Two universes would collapse.
So...
Where are we? Where did the gap come out?
We're in Norway.
Norway, right?
About 50 miles out of Bergen. It's called Dalig Olstranden.
Dalek?
Dalig. It's Norwegian for bad. This translates as Bad Wolf Bay. How long have you got?
About 2 minutes.
I can't think of what to say.
You've still got Mr. Mickey, then?
There's 5 of us now. Mum, Dad, Mickey, and the baby.
You're not.
No, it's Mum. She's 3 months gone, and old Tyler's on the way.
What about you?
Yeah, I'm back working in the shop.
Oh, good for you.
Shut up. No, I'm not. Still a torchwood on this planet, so open for business. Think I know a thing or two about aliens?
Rose Tyler, defender of the Earth. You're dead. Officially back home. So many people died that day and you've gone missing. You're on the list of the dead. Here you are. Living a life day after day. The one adventure I can never have.
Am I ever gonna see you again?
You can't.
What are you gonna do?
Oh, I've got a TARDIS. Same old life, last of the Time Lords.
On your own. I love you.
It's quite right, too. And I suppose it's my last chance to say it. Rose Tyler.
Thank you.
Okay, how can you not love Rose and the Doctor when you listen to clips like that? How can you not? Guys, this episode is very emotionally draining. These episodes, I guess. The first half isn't obviously bad, but it's so well done. I love them. I wish that... I don't know what I wish, because I love the way they took the episodes. I can't wish anything. I don't know. I wish Doctor and Rose got together. They sort of do later, but you know what I mean. There's so much we could talk about. I mean, the death of Rose is a thing that's been through almost every episode. Rose has seriously almost died. It slowed down series 2 because she got a little more capable, but it still was there. It still weighed enough, and it's so funny because, like, her death has been a topic since the beginning. So, it's interesting. Very interesting. I just really liked the character of Rose. She's such a good character, and she makes us so happy. So many good commandings coming up. That's all it makes me think, is when one passes away, we get so many more. I can't pick favorite. Guys, I can't pick favorites for this episode. My favorite character, as if. So my favorite characters are Rose, the Doctor, Mickey, Jackie, Pete. Who else is in this episode? The main characters are all my favorite because they all show such different little bits of their personality. It's really such a high point, as a lot of the characters aren't coming back. I really like when, like, peaks. It makes them so awesome. So, okay, my least favorite moment is probably, like, that head squishing part. I don't know. It seems random, but it was kind of gross and gory, and I usually don't choose those. My favorite moment, as if I could choose that either. My favorite moment, well, they're super depressing. But they are my favorite because I watch them all the time and they make me really feel a lot. So I really love the Against the Wall part. Actually, that is my favorite. And then second is the Bad Wolf Bay. But my first is definitely the parting of the wall thing. Yeah. Just the Doctor being so sad too. That's the thing, I guess. Like, Rose being sad, you kind of expect. But the Doctor is really sad too. And it makes it like, oh no, they're connected. It's not just her reading into something that doesn't exist. Which you kind of feel halfway through the season. Like, you're like, oh, maybe she's just reading into something. Because there's some moments where, like, when he's talking to the girl who waited and he gets really emotional about that. And it's like, oh, not the girl who waited. Girl in the fireplace. Gosh, there's a lot of girls. The girl who... girl in the fireplace, girl who waited, the impossible girl. Oh my gosh, that's gonna come up a lot. But no, there's, like, he hasn't, like, he's always felt for Rose, but sometimes it's been, like, a little sister or, like, a younger friend or things like that, right? So it's interesting to see the way that moves and grows and expands, which I like. Yeah, it's hard. To talk about this episode because it's so emotional. I mean, I love the different ways this takes it and how we get to look into each person a little bit more and to see what they feel. One thing I want to talk about also is Mickey. So Mickey, as I talked about earlier in this podcast, about him and Rose have grown since they parted. Like, do you guys agree? Do you think that Mickey is stronger now that there's no Rose? Do you think they can be friends again? Or do you think that them being together again will stifle what they have started? Or do you think now they're so far apart that they have grown? What do you think? There's also this theory, guys, that when the Doctor asks Rose about the baby, that it's her and the Doctor's baby. What do you guys think about that? That, first of all, that Rose lies and that they've had sex, and he was asking about them and if she had a baby with them. Oh, that's so exciting. I wish it were true, I think. There's no proof of that. It's just one of the many theories that we hear. Yeah, just a random also have, guys, that top 10 list. So let's top 10 it. Did you know that Russell T. Davies concocted the idea for the Genesis arc? Because he didn't want Rose and Mickey to die right away. So he made it up so that they could do that. And they were arguing about who to pick to rescue Rose from the void at the last minute. They obviously picked Pete Tyler. But the other choice was Mickey. I think they did good with Pete because it's... Mickey and Rose are... They're a funny thing. The Daleks of the Cult of Skaro each have their own little insignia under their eyepiece. That's pretty cool. So quite a few little random tidbits. I like to always include tidbits, if possible, on this episode. Tidbits. Woot woot. I really love this episode, and I don't know how to get, like, there's just so much to say that you can't say, you know? It's one of those episodes where I talk a lot, but then not a lot, but then a lot. It's confusing. Confuses even me, the one who knows all. Just kidding, I don't know everything. But, I'm really sad. Sad to see the end of Rose, at least for now, until one of the big episodes come along, you know. You know how they do that. So, this is the end, guys. This is the end of Series 2. I can't believe it. We have our Series 2 wrap-up show. So, please, please, please go to my website and fill out the end of Series 2 poll so we can have things to talk about. Also, feel free to bring your questions, thoughts, etc. to my attention. So, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, email, whatever you want. I will respond if you put my name in there somewhere so that I can see it. Just let me know. Again, Tess G Podcasts. My name is Tess Green if you look me up on Facebook. But that is it. Thank you guys so much. I am so happy to have so many wonderful listeners and people who are so awesome and chat with me. I will see you guys next week with the end of Series 2 fan episode. XOXO. Ciao for now.
It stopped working. He did it. He closed the breach.